Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to It's a Circle, the Circle of Zeit. That is courtesy of Johnny Davis. I'm Jack O'Brien. That is super producer Anna Hosnier.
Hi.
She is in a dumpster that is currently being loaded.
Yeah, sorry if you guys hear beeping. The trash men are taking out the garbage outside my apartment. So, you know, I can't really ask them to stop. They're essential, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That seems fair. I mean, in a just world, sure, they would stop to us record the most important podcast in the universe. But, you know, we don't live in that just world. Anna, how are you doing right now?
I feel a lot of things. Mostly just like I got my foot on the gas pedal, and I'm really hoping.
I thought you were gonna say you've got your gat.
I have gas. I'm pumped that like the world is coming together to be like this. That's enough. Like, yeah. And I understand, like, maybe it's even more heightened because we're in a pandemic and, you know, the fact that everyone lost their jobs and people are struggling and people are dying in masses and our government's not helping us. Like, it's like the perfect storm of that's enough. Like, you have treated Black people in this country poorly for too long. And poorly is taking it lightly, honestly. Right. And you have disenfranchised people of color for too long. And now you need to start acknowledging the pain you've caused. And it's an amazing time to be alive. I mean, I know a lot of people are struggling. A lot of people are, you know, I feel like white people have taken a very emotional toll of like, what do I do? But that's a good thing because it's making everyone look within themselves and be like, how have I been the problem? So this is a great time for change, and I'm excited for it to actually happen. And you see it, so you see it happening left and right, and that's huge. Like, we are taking steps. I mean, yes, we had to bring out hundreds of thousands of people to march, but you know, that seems to be the case in America. You really have to burn shit down for them to listen to you. Shouldn't be the case, but that's the country we live in.
Right.
So yeah, to answer your question, feeling good.
Good. Yeah, and you are inspiring a lot of people with your Google Docs with places to donate, and your form letters that people can send to their mayor or their city council. Very cool. And yeah, good work.
Thanks,
Let's
Dad.
Talk
Finally.
About some less inspiring things. Let's talk about some less inspiring things that are happening, that are currently trending, starting with Dan Bilzerian. Dan Bilzerian!
I mean, that's truly how you say it, I think.
Yeah. So this is a guy who pays... So he works out a lot. He's like a ripped dude with a beard, and he owns a lot of guns, and he pays models to hang out with him. And then he is like a Instagram influencer who turns out has fooled a lot of people who I know, who I went to school with. They're like, man, Bilzerian did it again. And yeah, his main thing though, he's like the gun guy. He's like a cartoon of masculinity,
right,
and toxic masculinity. That doesn't realize it's toxic and just thinks it's rad.
Yeah.
But
I always
so he
thought
just finished.
He was the master of posing with almost phallic imagery of like, look at my big gun. You could also have a big gun if you know what I mean. And it's always like, what is this? What is, it's so like you said, it's just pure toxic masculinity of like hot babes and big guns. And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah, the text is toxic masculinity. It's not even subtext. But he just finished an autobiography, which I feel like we're going to have to read just for entertainment purposes on the podcast. He said, all right, just finished my autobiography, $5,000 to someone who gives me the best title. And in the comments, in the response to that, somebody pointed out this amazing anecdote. They said, remember that time Dan Bilzerian ran up to cops during the Las Vegas massacre and demanded they give him a gun and they told him to eat shit? And then they screen capped an article that I couldn't find, but I believe it's a real article. It starts, give me a gun, Bilzerian said in the footage, showing the officers something in his wallet, very likely a gun permit. You don't want my help?
Oh, boy.
And then in response, the cop says, no, get the fuck away from me right now. I don't know who you are. The video, which was posted by the Instagram user F1 Firearms, is below. Gunfire can be heard in the background. So,
wow,
that's pretty great.
That is some true
privilege.
Yeah, that's privilege. But also, like, we have got to stop building up white men to think they can just do that. Who is giving these people the confidence to run up to a cop and say, give me a gun? We got to cut these people down. That is not okay.
It's unbelievable. We talk on tomorrow's episode about action movies that sent me the wrong message when I was growing up. And this guy has clearly just been mainlining that shit. Congressional Democrats are trending. Nancy is trending. The Kente is trending. The African Kente cloth scarves are trending because Nancy Pelosi and a bunch of lawmakers took a knee while wearing the African Kente cloth scarves in what was obviously meant to be a show
of
support
and solidarity.
It was just so weird.
Came off as weird and tone deaf and just cultural appropriation, what everyone is telling you not to do. That's a great example of listen. Just listen. Right. Ay, ay, ay. Also, read the room. Just read the room.
Yeah. I don't know. I've found myself being more and more just kind of surprised and distanced from the mainstream sort of liberals of the world during these past few weeks, just because it feels like they're trying to address the situation with a lot of cosmetic changes and fixes that will just get people to quiet down, I guess. Or in this case, that will do nothing but just make them look like they care. 38% of Americans is trending. That is trending because a new poll is showing that 38% of Americans approve of the job Trump did with coronavirus and the past 2 weeks of protests. And I think it's 52% disapprove. It's an all-time it's the lowest it's been for over a year, which makes me feel slightly better. At the same time, I don't know who, like, the fact that there are 38% of Americans who are still, like, living in that separate of a reality from me is concerning.
Yeah, enough that are like, I don't know, I was okay, so I have no sense of anything else. Oh, yeah. Boy.
So, yeah, we'll see how this plays out. Another trend that's happening is K-pop fans are using their internet powers for good.
Yes.
So it started with this iWatch Dallas app, where it's basically a snitch app, like an app that made it very user-friendly to snitch on people who were protesting in the city of Dallas. And instead of getting photos and videos of citizens committing crimes, the Dallas PD received a bunch of short clips of BTS and, is it ITZY or ITZY? I don't know how you pronounce that. Red Velvet. But basically, K-pop fans flooded the app with clips of their favorite performers.
Yeah.
And at least temporarily shut down the app. Like, it was so overwhelmed.
Is what we should be doing. It's like when the FBI tweeted out, like, do you have video of any protesters? And it's like, or like just like citizens who are creating an dangerous environment at protests. And it's like, yeah, flood them with police brutality videos. Here are your citizens who are causing the problems. Here are your citizens who are beating up people for peacefully protesting.
Yeah.
And that's what we got to do.
Yeah. They're also on Twitter using hashtags like White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, and hashtag MAGA on posts featuring, and I was surprised to learn this, Korean pop sensations. Yeah. So that similar tactic in all of their, human rights efforts, but it's effective because the hashtags become useless. Trump was right. I saw trending over the weekend, and when I checked it out, it was a lot of people talking shit about that idea, and also Korean K-pop clips. And apparently this isn't the first time K-pop fans have gotten political. They also supported protests in Bangladesh following a bus crash that killed two students. They helped fund school lunches in the UK. The Chilean government even blamed K-pop fans for their part in supporting the mass protests in 2019. And meanwhile, on the other side of that, QAnon is becoming even more mainstream relating to that 38%. There was apparently a QAnon channel on Roku for two full weeks before it was noticed and removed last week.
Whoa.
Republicans voted a QAnon supporter to be their candidate for Senate in Oregon. QAnon followers are spreading truly just vile misinformation, claiming that George Floyd's death had been faked. And 1.3 million people saw that on Facebook because Facebook doesn't care how horrible the people they're connecting and the messages they're connecting around are. I don't know. It's just so, I think I've been talking about this, but it doesn't become less true or scary to me that, you know, the thing that the first thing that this book about the end of the Weimar Republic and beginning of Nazism talked about was people being actively willing to go out of their way to believe things that weren't true, that were like politically expedient.
Right. I do feel like people like it's an easy escape to be like, no, this can't possibly be happening in our world. So you like look to things like that and it's easy to be like, yeah, sure. I mean, the world is ripe with secrets, conspiracy theories. I'll turn to that versus like kind of like just facing the facts of like this country is, you know, run by white supremacy. And by ignoring what's going on, you're just adding to it. By like turning to QAnon, I don't know. QAnon, man, what a mess. I accidentally clicked on an anonymous, not accidentally, I was just like, anonymous, and clicked on that hashtag on Twitter and was in such a deep hole of like, what? Every tweet I'd be like, wait, what? Everything. I mean, some stuff I was like, okay, well, that's just interesting. I don't even know what you're talking about, but I'm intrigued. And then other stuff I was like, how is it possible to so easily spread this kind of misinformation so quickly? And people, there's so many people retweet it.
Yeah, it's more popular and more like widely believed than I think we realize. All the people who have been cut off from their family, they're just like, this is my family now.
Yeah.
You know, so K-pop stars took on QAnon using their hashtags for more clips and photos of K-pop. But QAnoners took that as further evidence that the deep state was coming after them. So, and that seems to be what is so powerful about QAnon is that they will use information that gets in the way of their message or information that disproves their theory and take that and like turn it into evidence for their theory. It's really, they just don't all, it's like a machine that is just designed to craft more theories based on whatever, you know, raw information you feed into it. And so there's literally nothing that can be done to stop it, it seems like. So valiant effort, though, by the K-pop stans. And I do love the work they're doing and any way they can undermine the attempts by the police to interfere with these marches and actions for change.
Actually, I want to correct myself.
I say, let's do it.
I said earlier I clicked on an anonymous hashtag. I meant to say a QAnonymous. Anonymous is separate from QAnon. Sorry, I didn't mean to
Although there is... No, there is a new anonymous. Like, Anonymous is back was the thing you were seeing a couple weeks ago, but then there were like all these weird things where people think it might not actually be Anonymous.
Interesting.
Or who knows
I didn't know.
What Anonymous is. And like, it's easy to... It would be easy for QAnon to take Anonymous and be like, and we're for QAnon now because,
interesting. You know, well, the original Anonymous was predated QAnon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. So
they go way back.
Anonymous goes way back. But QAnon, the real like right wing QAnon, is like a whole other journey of darkness and misinformation.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Well, Anna, it's been a pleasure having you on the Daily Zeitgeist on this trending episode because you weren't on the regular episode. Why don't you tell people where they can find you?
You can find me at Anna Hosnia on Twitter. I'm posting a bunch of stuff to help resources just because I know people get lost and don't know where to start when they feel like they want to help, but it's a lot of information to take in. So I'm posting stuff. I made a whole resource doc that's pinned on my Twitter for where you can donate. It's growing every day. I add to it whenever anyone messages me or tells me more places, or if I see another GoFundMe, I'm constantly adding to it. Also, we dropped an ethnically ambiguous episode, me and my co-host Shereen Yunez, today about Black Lives Matter, where we talk about different resources and how you can help and just kind of break down a lot of feelings you might be having and how you can talk to your family members as well about what's going on in the world and help, you know, show people how their privilege allows them to say and do whatever they want. And maybe they haven't realized it at this point, which, you know, a lot of our older folk don't, you know, like they've, you know, I use my father a lot as an example because my dad and I have come a long way. He's an immigrant man who growing up would say a lot of racist things, not realizing the damage he was doing, and how me and my siblings really had to step up and say a lot, or basically explain to him why he's being racist and how. And he's come such a long way. Like now when you speak to him, I mean, he still every once in a while gets confused. He has issues with the looting of small businesses. And, you know, we are still having these discussions with him to this day. And I think it just shows you it can't stop. The discourse must continue because racism isn't just going to stop because of these protests. We have to keep it going. Like, defunding the police is one step, but we have to keep moving forward with all the discussions, with the listening, the learning. This is going to be a long process. We have a very long way to go. I know we're taking steps right now and it feels like we are making advances, but don't stop here. Like, we must keep moving forward and we must keep learning and listening and doing our part to, you know, keep the Black Lives Matter movement going.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, Jack, we will have a talk about your racism later. Just joking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I knew you were subtweeting me that whole time you were talking.
My dad, my immigrant father, Jack O'Brien. He's from Ireland.
All right, that's going to do it for this afternoon. We hope you guys are doing well. Go out, don't do nothing, and be kind to each other and be kind to yourself. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.